Oh, hey. Nothing interesting or fun, I'm afraid. Just trying to get this lawnmower to work again. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with it. Stupid fucking thing. Yeah. I'd rather not be working on it right now, but as you can see, the grass is reaching critical mass and something has to be done about it. So, this is how I'm spending my Saturday afternoon. Well, not much really, just work and chores, the usual. Work is definitely keeping me busy these days. And that's probably why you haven't seen so much of me, I guess. Yeah, well, I'm trying to keep to myself, I suppose. Hey, I think your boyfriend is trying to get your attention. Hey, Pete. Fiance, now. Is that right? Well, congratulations. I'm happy for you. You deserve it. He's a nice guy. Tonight. That's very sweet of you. I would love to have a celebratory drink with you both, but I've got plans tonight. I'm just meeting some friends at the bar. Yeah. Seriously, tomorrow doesn't work for me either. I'm booked up for a while. I mean, like I said, I'm just really busy these days. You know how it is. Monday night. Are you gonna keep doing this? I told you a year ago we should keep this door closed. The tighter it's shut, the better it is. Nothing good can come from opening it, no matter how much you would like to be friends. It's for the same reason I always had. I can't just be your friend. I know that you would love that to be the case, and maybe it could be if we hadn't almost, you know. Look, I seriously am happy for you. I really am. I just don't need it in front of me any more than it already is. I know nothing ever happened between us. Of course I do. But it almost did, and that's enough. You want to have a fiancé and me on the side as your friend who has a crush on you? Well, that sounds like a great arrangement for you. Getting to be the center of attention, I'm sure. But it's not going to be such a fun spot for me to be in. I'm not trying to wallow in self-pity about this. Really. I just don't need that role, and it really is much easier if we keep the door shut, okay? I'd rather not have to say anything at all than keep explaining myself like this. You know, there's a reason I don't spend any time in the front yard these days, and this conversation is exactly it. Look, congratulations on your engagement. Now, I think I'm gonna drag this into the garage and work on it there instead. Okay? Yeah. Have a nice day. Oh, fucking hell. Whoa, Jesus Christ. Why did you follow me? Fucking hell. No, you scared me. Like, I wasn't expecting you to be standing there. Oh my God. Okay, you want to know what I think? Okay, I'll tell you. Yes, I had a crush on you. A big one. A really big one. But now I think the reason you can't leave me alone is because you're a spoiled brat, and you're used to getting whatever you want, because you're pretty enough that people don't say no to you. You only want to be close to me because you can't have me, and you're not used to that. And it drives you crazy, and so you keep pushing me around when I made my boundaries clear. And I've lost a lot of respect for you because of that. And that's one of the reasons, maybe the main reason, why I don't want to be around you anymore. I know you were already with Pete. I was never going to ask you to cheat on him. He's my neighbor. You and I got much too close to that actually happening. My feelings went too far, and it's just too hard for me to untangle them now. I don't want to put myself through that just so I can learn to be comfortable seeing you with someone else. It's, it's just not worth it. It's just another reason why it's easier if you drop this. Yeah, it was mean of me, you're right. But it's the truth. I don't know why you can't just leave this. I don't see what could possibly be going on in your head that makes it seem like a good idea. Because you're standing here in my fucking garage, and I still look at you and I can't think about anything other than how good you look and how badly I want you, even though I'm angry at you. And that's why I'm telling you this is a bad idea. So yes, I'm sorry if you don't get what you want for once. It's only because I'm just repeating myself. Please, it's nothing personal, but please, really, just go. Oh my God. You can't fucking tell me that. You can't tell me that you're having second thoughts about your engagement. I'm not the one you should be talking about this with. You need to sort this out with him before you even consider speaking to me. It's bad enough that... Fuck, why did you have to go and say that? I've spent a year trying not to even look at you, no matter how much you're out there in the front yard, no matter what you're wearing, or how much you're bending over doing yard work or fucking whatever. I try not to look just so I can stop thinking about you in that way. And it's so easy for you to just go and fuck it up with a single sentence like that. Why did you have to be the one to move in next door? Of all the people, it had to be you and your boyfriend. Fiancé. Your fucking fiancé. My life was nice and straightforward until you guys showed up and you started flirting with me. Why didn't I just move away? Well, I was here first. I'm not sure if you noticed that. But I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why I didn't move away. I fucking should have. I should have moved away a year ago. Seriously, I'm not going to be the guy that you talk to about your relationship problems. You need to go and figure this shit out and keep me out of it, okay? Now, out. Go on, please. Go. Yeah, goodbye.